1.8.
Be accurate, Dave. Be accurate.
Right? Someone want to check me? 1.8.
Looks like 1.8 in here.
So then I go right in. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Less than 24 hours after the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine arrived on the Kenai Peninsula, five employees gathered in the back of Soldotna Professional Pharmacy to get their first doses. Co-owner Justin Ruffridge watched as pharmacist Dave Blossom prepared a vial.
Yeah.
Okay. We're ready.
Hi.
The draw out.
You inverted?
I inverted 10 times.
So we have 6 hours from 12:30.
Okay, we got to record this.
Central Peninsula Hospital received its first batch of 975 vaccine doses Wednesday afternoon. Immediately, those doses were shuttled from the delivery minivan to an ultra-cold freezer inside the hospital. Soldotna Professional Pharmacy expects to receive about 400 of those doses in this first phase to vaccinate residents and employees of long-term care facilities. First, the pharmacy is vaccinating five of its own employees.
All right, someone want to double check that? You want to double check that since it's your...
Yeah,
that looks great, Dave. You've
I don't have
great.
My glasses on, so don't ask me.
Okay, Molly.
0.3 mLs of the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine.
Ruffridge went first.
Warmed up for you.
Blossom handed the syringe to pharmacist Molly Hull.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, it doesn't feel bad. Feels like a normal vaccine. Yeah. You are so good at giving vaccines.
She is.
Yeah. Like a champ.
Why do you think it was unanimous?
Yep. It's just the first set of doses for the healthcare workers, first responders, and long-term facility residents included in this phase of distribution. In 3 weeks, they'll each get a second dose.
Do you feel invincible?
No. I feel a little shaky.
Just me right here. Yeah.
Hull administered the vaccine to her other three colleagues. When it was her turn, she switched with Blossom. Ruffridge joked that they were practicing on one another. Later Thursday afternoon, they administered 25 doses of vaccine to Riverside Assisted Living. On Friday, they'll start vaccinating staff and residents at Heritage Place. After all was said and done, there was still another dose or two in the vial. Each vial is supposed to contain 5 doses, but providers in Alaska and elsewhere are finding a bit extra in their supply. They're getting mixed instructions on what to do with those doses. The FDA said in a tweet yesterday they could be used. Ruffridge said he heard something else.
Yeah, we heard on the call that we were on that there might be extra. But they're telling us not to use it because they're not sure that the second doses that are coming will be filled to the same level. So we might, if we gave 7 people a shot right now, it might not actually be 7 that we get.
Boy, that just feels like wasteful, though.
It does.
It really does.
Yes.
But you got to plan for that second round.
Later that afternoon, a group of Nikiski firefighters and paramedics gathered at Nikiski Fire Department Station 1. Paramedic Harrison DeVere, wearing gloves and a face shield, administered the vaccine to his colleagues. He says they're staggering how they distribute it to first responders.
And the goal is to do it for people who are off duty and they have a couple of days in case they do have side effects of the vaccine, so they're not coming to work with a fever or a headache or anything like that, yeah.
The department is also vaccinating emergency workers at the Kenai Fire Department and Central Emergency Services this weekend. On Saturday, they'll do the same in Cooper Landing, Hope, and Moose Pass.
So total, we're looking close to about, per my calculation so far, by the time we get done next week, would be about 80 doses.
Fire Chief Brian Crisp was first of the group to get the vaccine. He said he was ready to get it over with.
All right, first dose.
Am I really bleeding?
No bleeding.
Sweet. Didn't even feel it.
Woo!
Where's the other chief?
All right.
There was an EpiPen on standby in case one of the recipients had an allergic reaction. In Juneau earlier this week, a healthcare worker had a rare anaphylactic reaction to the vaccine. It's been the only one reported thus far. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.